from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexio reporting. Thousands observing a minute of silence Friday in Barcelona's main square for the victims of two vehicular attacks that left at least 14 people dead and more than 100 injured. And a short while ago, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson made this announcement.
I want to acknowledge that we have now received word and confirmed the death of one American citizen in the terrorist attacks in Spain amongst those who have been killed. We're still confirming the injuries and deaths of others, but obviously we express our deepest sympathies to the loved ones of this individual and obviously the others who have been who have suffered loss of life, and we offer our thoughts and prayers to their families as they're going to be dealing with a very, very tough few days ahead of them.
Spanish authorities have recently announced the arrest of a fourth individual in connection with the attacks. Police in Finland saying they're searching for more possible suspects who might have been involved in the stabbing of several people Friday in the southwestern coastal city of Turku. Police shooting one man in the leg and arresting him, prompting a police warning to avoid central Turku. Security has been heightened at Helsinki airport and train stations as a result of the stabbings. Public television station YLE reporting witnesses saying they saw bodies on the ground in the city's Puutori Square. President Donald Trump's administration nearing a decision on a new strategy for the 16-year-old war in Afghanistan, the longest conflict in U.S. history. He'll be meeting with his top advisors, including the Secretary of State, the Defense Secretary, and the Vice President. Options including thousands or sending additional thousands of troops to the war-torn country or withdrawing them altogether. This is VOA News.